What's up, weirdos? I'm Chris Weir, and this is episode number 36 of The Daily Weirdo. What's up, weirdos? I'm Chris Weir, and this is episode number 36 of The Daily Weirdo, and we are live today talking about setting boundaries with our clients. Now, when I say setting boundaries, that's obviously a little open-ended, but today I want to talk specifically about setting boundaries for transactions. Now, whether you sell a product or provide a service, there has to be guardrails in place to clearly define the scope of work or what's included with the product or service you're providing. This is important because we want to provide the best possible service or product for our client every time. However, we don't want to be taken advantage of and ultimately end up losing money. This ultimately helps no one, including our customers. Now, every industry is different, and we will each have different practical and even legal considerations. For instance, for us in marketing, one of the big issues we face as far as boundaries are concerned is the number of revisions we provide for our projects. We know many projects will come with at least some revision, and that by itself is not really a problem. However, if we don't clearly define how many revisions are allowed and under what timeline they'll be permitted, things can get out of hand very, very quickly. When I opened my first ad agency, I made this same mistake, and we got trapped in what I now call the revision vortex more times than I care to remember. There were projects that would take weeks, and in some cases, even months longer than what they should have. And it wasn't like the clients were being malicious or even purposely being a pain. Most of them actually had legitimate change requests, but here's the thing. The project has to eventually end. And when the projects just kept getting extended longer and longer, they began interfering with new business coming in. And that is when I realized I really needed to make a change. So I spent a few months and created a comprehensive scope of work for every single one of the services that we offered. And the thing is, this is relevant for every business in every single industry. If you provide a service like we do, you'll not only deal with revisions, but also things like privacy, delivery, and payment schedules. When selling products, in most cases, you're not really going to deal with revisions necessarily, but you will likely have to deal with exchanges and refunds, accessories that are or not included, and shipping. The whole reason I even decided to talk about this particular topic was a very good business friend of mine and I were talking about how to define these boundaries with our clients without sounding rude. And what I found that at least has helped me through the years is defining those boundaries up front prior to ever taking payment. Don't start a transaction with a customer without that customer knowing completely what the terms are. And don't go old school salesman these terms and try to hide them in small print or brush over them in your conversations. Trust me, that won't solve the problem. In fact, it may make it worse when the client discovers that's what you did. Take the time up front and get on the same page with the client. Yes, your terms may push a very small number of prospects away, but as long as your terms are reasonable and not overcomplicated or cumbersome, stick to them. You know, over the past decade, since I started using a clearly defined scope of work, I can remember maybe two or three prospects that said no to my proposal simply because of the terms. But here's the thing, I can't hide the terms forever. They will eventually find out our expectations for the project, right? I mean, I'll be honest, I would much rather have a prospect tell me up front no than to have a client unhappy and frustrated at the end. And while it's true, you will generally give up a little more when you're in startup than you will after you have some tenure under your belt, just because you're trying to get more business built up, right? I mean, you're trying to build your name recognition. And there are always loss leaders and things that you normally wouldn't do in business, but you realize there's potential with this particular customer, so you choose to make an exception. I totally get it. But in general, you should not offer services or products that are not profitable. Otherwise, you have a hobby, not a business. Look, the act of providing a service or a product for someone who needs or wants that service or product you offer is truly a magical thing to watch. That's why I love marketing so much, because my job is all about making that transaction happen. But you have to protect you and the client in these transactions. So make sure you take the time to cover all the bases. Trust me, it makes a huge difference in your business.